BBC News with Jerry Smith. The de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, is visiting the troubled state of Rakhine for the first time since hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled a violent campaign against them. Ms. Suu Kyi has been heavily criticised for condoning an army campaign against the Rohingyas, which has been described by the UN as ethnic cleansing. President Trump has called for the death penalty for an Uzbek immigrant who's accused of mowing down pedestrians and cyclists in New York, killing 8 people. Saifulu Saipa, who was shot by police after the attack, was produced in court on Wednesday in a wheelchair. He's been charged with terrorism offences. Former members of Catalonia's devolved government are due to appear at Spain's High Court in Madrid. They face charges of rebellion and sedition following the region's disputed referendum on independence from Spain. The former Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont, is not expected to answer his summons in the court. The aid organisation Save the Children says nearly 1 million children a year are dying from pneumonia, even though it can be treated with antibiotics costing less than half a dollar. It kills more under fives than any other disease. The charity is calling for cheaper vaccines, a mass immunisation programme and better access to drugs. The Israeli and British Prime Ministers will meet in London later today on the centenary of the Balfour Declaration, when Britain said it supported a national home for the Jewish people in what was then Palestine. Palestinian leaders are calling for an apology from Britain over the historic pledge, which they see as a cause of their dispossession. And in baseball, the Houston Astros have beaten the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series for the first time in their history. In front of a large Dodgers crowd in Los Angeles, the Astros won the deciding match 5-1. BBC News.